今天是复活节。
Today is Resurrection Sunday.
那么我们今天要跟大家一起思想主耶稣的复活。
And today we want to ponder together the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
有些时候很多基督徒问这个问题，基督徒是不是应该庆祝复活节？
Very often many Christians ask, should Christians celebrate the Resurrection Sunday?
其实这个问题在历史里面不断的争论。
Actually, this question has been debated throughout history.
所以如果你问我，我们应不应该庆祝耶稣基督的复活？
And if you ask me, shall we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ?
我说我们应该，我们每一个主日都在庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
And I say, certainly, in fact, we are doing so every Lord's Day on every Sunday.
不但是每一个主日，而且是每一天、每一分、每一秒都应该在庆祝，因为我们心里面欢喜快乐，主已经复活，已经得胜，现在坐在那至圣者的右边。
And indeed, not just every Sunday, but every day, every hour, every minute, we ought to be celebrating that the Lord Jesus has victory over death and he is resurrected and now seated on the right hand of God.
但是如果你问我应不应该庆祝复活节，
But if you ask me, shall we celebrate the Resurrection Sunday just this day?
我们讲的是复活节 Easter.
And we're talking about Easter. When we celebrate Easter, and Easter as a festival.
那么我们就要问这个复活节的来源是什么时候来的，怎么来的。
And then we want to ask what's the origin of Easter.
其实呢，如果你知道吗，我们好像这个圣诞节这样，很多时候圣诞节是在历史里面较后，其实复活节是更早的时候已经庆祝了，甚至在主后大概第三世纪已经开始庆祝了。
And this is actually a similar question to whether we should celebrate Christmas Day. Actually, if you trace back history, Easter has been celebrated about 300 years after the foundation of Christianity.
尼西亚信经乃西亚那个时候呢，已经定下庆祝复活节的节日。
And in the Council of Nicaea, they have actually determined.To celebrate Easter Sunday.
但是如果我们追回去的时候，你看整本圣经没有提到复活节这回事情。
But if you trace back to the Bible, you realize that the Bible is silent on the Easter Sunday.
特别是现在的复活节还包括了这个有这个兔子啦，还有这个复活节的蛋啊。
And in fact, nowadays, on Easter, you also find there's Easter bunny and Easter eggs.
这些东西从哪里来呢？
Where did all these things come from?
基本上这些都是从异教传过来的。
Actually, all this were taken over from the pagan beliefs.
实际上那个复活节 Easter 呢，是日这个德文里面是在形容那个字是音译，它的字呢是在形容。德国人特别是这个东在北方的这个欧洲人呢，庆祝这个春天的来到。
Actually, the word Easter is a transliteration of a German word where the northern Europeans were celebrating the arrival of spring.
所以春天来到的时候，大家非常开心，而且开始在那里庆祝。
So when spring arrived, everybody is joyful and they celebrated.
而且那个时候，这个复活节的这个标志呢，是一个繁字的标志 ，fertility.
And in those days, they celebrated this festival with a sign of fertility.
但是为什么呢？原来在兔子在春天的时候繁殖的特别快，所以这个就是他们的这个象征。
And rabbits actually gave birth very quickly, especially during spring, and because of that, it became a sign.
所以当时候的这个早期，特别是天主教已经接受了这个，就把它变成了复活节。
And in the early days of the Catholic Church, they accepted this and they converted this into Easter Sunday.
那基督徒是不是可以庆祝复活节呢？
So should Christians celebrate Easter Sunday?
那么基督徒可不可以吃复活节的蛋呢？
And should Christians eat Easter eggs?
那么复活节可不可以有那只兔子呢？
And shall we have Easter bunny?
所以那个问题不在于那个兔子那个蛋，如果你不是在敬拜这个春天的神，你也就这些东西都根本不重要。
In fact, the real question is not about the bunny nor the eggs, because if you are not worshipping the God of spring, then actually all these symbols become unimportant.
我们的重点是主耶稣基督的复活。
Our emphasis is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果世界的人都在庆祝复活节，我们就借着这个机会传扬主耶稣的福音，那就好了。
If the world is celebrating Easter, but we take this opportunity to share the gospel with them, that will be good enough.
但是你不要太开心，因为我相信不久以后呢，开始世界的人不准庆祝圣诞节，不准庆祝复活节，那时候就没有机会用这些机会来传福音了。
But do not be too happy yet, because I am sure that in the near future, the world will forbid celebrating Christmas and Easter Sunday in the name of Christ. And in those days, we will not be able to use this opportunity to share the gospel anymore.
所以我们应该学圣经里面主耶稣所讲，我们是一个这个仆人，懂得善用时间，懂得用机会。如果有机会呢，我们甚至应该想个办法，在复活节的时候邀请亲戚朋友邻居来参加我们的复活节其实我们是在传扬主耶稣的福音。
And we ought to be like the shrewd servant in what Jesus said of, that we should make good use of the time that we have, and if we have the opportunity now, we should take this time to invite friends, relatives to celebrate Easter, but actually share the gospel with them.
那么复活节重要吗？复活，主耶稣的复活重要吗？不是复活节，是主耶稣的复活重要吗？
And is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus important?
复活，主耶稣的复活是非常非常的重要，整个信仰呢都建立在主耶稣复活这件事情上。
The resurrection of the Lord Jesus is crucial because our entire faith and belief is built upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
圣经讲，如果我们只在今生有盼望呢，我们没有复活的盼望呢，我们就比众人更可怜。
The Bible says that if in Christ we have hope in this life only, and that there is no resurrection, then we are of all people most to be pitied.
你听过一本书叫做 Who Moved the Stone? 这个有一个作者呢，在1930年呢，他是这个Frank Morrison， 他呢那时候已经认识到，要攻击基督教呢，最重要的是只要你证明耶稣没有复活，整个基督教就会垮台。
And in a book dated in the 1930s, the book titled Who Moved the Stone, the author Frank Morrison recognized the fact that as long as you can debunk the resurrection, then the whole Christianity will fall.
所以我盼望你们如果有机会再读这本书，因为你看到再一次的来看见这个作者的目的呢，是要证明耶稣没有复活，但是他在查考之后呢，结局是什么呢？他查完之后，他写了一本书，他序言里面写说，这本是一本写不出来的书，因为他不但没有找到耶稣没有复活的证据，反而找到很多复活的证据。
If you have the opportunity, I will encourage you to read this book, because the author started out wanting to find proof against the resurrection of Jesus, but when he concluded his book in the epilogue, he said that this book cannot be completed because instead of finding evidence against the resurrection, all the evidence that he found proved that the resurrection actually occurred.
所以我们一定要很清楚，耶稣，主耶稣的复活呢，对于我们是生死存亡都是靠这一件事情。
And we want to know that the resurrection of the Lord Jesus is crucial, and our life and death depends on this fact.
所以我们必须要很清楚，很有把握，耶稣基督是复活的。
And we need to be clear and be confident that the Lord Jesus has risen.
让我们来看约翰这个哥林多前书第15章，我们要从第一节读到第28节。
And let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we shall read from verses 1 to 28.
哥林多前书十五章第一节说，弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们，知道这福音你们也领受了，也靠它，靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就并应这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二个使徒看，后来一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半如今还在，却也有已经睡的，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看。我如同末期的产期所生而生的人一般，我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会，然而我今日成了何等的人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他赐我的恩不是徒然的，我比众使徒格外的劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。我不拘是我是众使徒，我们如此传，你们也如此信。既传基督是从死里复活，怎么你们中间有人说死人没有死人复活的事呢？若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。基督没有复活，我们所传的就是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然，并且明显我们是为神枉做见证，因此见证神叫基督复活了。若死人没有真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活，因此死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。十七节，基督若没有复活，你们信便是枉然，你们仍然在罪中，就是基督睡了的人也是灭亡了。我们若靠基督在今生有盼望有指望，就比众人更可怜，但基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人之初熟的果子。死既因一人而来，死人复活也因一人而来。在亚当众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活，但个人要按照自己的次序复活，初熟的果子是基督后以后的。在他后来来的时候，那些属于基督的在末后末期到的时候，那时基督即将一切执政的掌权的有能的毁灭了，就把国交给于父。我因为基督必要做王，等神把一切的仇敌放在他的脚下，尽末了所毁的仇敌就是死，因为经上说，神叫万物都附在他的脚下，既说万物附在他的脚下，并明显那叫万物附他不在其内，万物既附了他，那时人只要为自己服那叫万物服他的，叫神在万物之上，万物之主。
1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me, for I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace towards me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believe. Now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the dead, the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God and Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that he is accepted who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him who put all things in subjection under him, that God may be all in all.
我不是要解释整段圣经。
I'm not going to explain the entire passage.
但是我们的重点就是在耶稣基督的复活这件事情上。
Our emphasis will be on the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
当我们讲到耶稣复活的时候，很多人说到底耶稣有没有复活呢？谁知道？
And when we talk about the resurrection of Christ, some people say, who would ever know?
但是如果我们要研究当时候的情形，众人、法利赛人、罗马人，所有的敌人都在那里，要证明要把耶稣处死。区区的十二个门徒呢，根本不能够做什么，发生做有什么作用。
But if we consider that during that time, the Greeks and the Romans and the Jews, all of them wanted Jesus dead. So only the 12 disciples alone could not have done much.
特别是这十二个门徒也是当耶稣被捕的时候被钉十字架都逃跑了，所以耶稣怎么复活呢？
And we also remember that the 12 disciples after Jesus was arrested, they all fled. So how is it possible that Jesus was resurrected?
所以我们在圣经里面看到这里，他说第一章第十五章第一节那边他讲到，或者我们看第三节，他说第一要紧的呢，就是你们要知道耶稣基督造为我们的罪死了，那么埋葬了，第三天复活了。
And we come back to our passage in verse 3. For I deliver to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day.
有些人说耶稣没有死。
Some people say Jesus didn't die.
他只是昏过去。
He only fainted.
但是你要知道，当时候呢，他们这个罗马军队要看耶稣有没有死呢，他用一支枪刺入他的肋旁，然后看他有没有动作。他完全是没有动作，不但是有水，而且不但有血，而且有水流出来。这些都是专家，这些是杀人的专家，这些罗马军人他知道死还不死，装死是怎么样，他们看得清楚，怎么会不知道呢？
But if you remember, a Roman soldier actually pierced Jesus' side with a spear, and out came water and blood. So, if Jesus had indeed fainted or was feigning his death, the soldiers who are experts in killing and telling whether a person has died or not would be able to immediately tell whether Jesus is alive.
而且有一些医生专门研究这段经文，他发现在插下去的时候呢，不但是血，他的连水也流出来，那个水可能是他的肺啊开始爆裂，而且或者是内脏开始爆裂，水跟血已经分开了。
And there are experts who actually examined such evidence from a scientific viewpoint that when Jesus was pierced, why did blood and water flow out? That is because when a person has truly died, his internal organs already degenerated andThe water actually separated from the blood.
那么有些人说， 不是他死，是耶稣醒过来之后推开那个石头，因为当时候的人他葬的时候呢，不是像我们中国人葬在土里面，他是葬在山洞里面。那么在山洞里面呢，有个大石头顶在外面，是不要让动物进去，所以他耶稣起来之后把大石头 推开，然后走出去。
And there are people who also reason that Jesus didn't die, he was in the tomb indeed, but he woke up after 3 days and he rolled the stone aside, because when in those days the people were buried in a tomb which was actually a cave in the side of a mountain, it's not buried underground. So Jesus must have woke up and pushed the stone aside.
所以当他推开的时候，所以我们继续看，哎，找不到耶稣，因为他醒过来，他一手推开这个门，这个石头，然后就跑了。
So they reasoned that the reason why Jesus could not be found was that he woke up after 3 days, pushed the stone aside and left.
但是在第四集的时候呢，有一个专家写到，他说当时候的石头呢，要20个人才推得动。那么耶稣一个人应该是没有，特别是他已经被鞭打，而且被这个伤害，他没有力气可以这样推开。
But in shortly later, there was an expert who did a study on this and found out that such a stone in those days required 20 men to be moved. So Jesus, after he was bitten by the soldiers, etc., he couldn't have the strength to move that stone aside just by himself.
除非你相信他是神，他有能力推开。
Unless you believe that he is God, so he has the strength to move it aside.
不相信他复活的人就绝对不相信他是神，所以不可能推开。
So those who do not believe in his resurrection would also reject that he is God, and they will also not believe that he himself pushed the stone aside.
所以有些人相信他没有死，有些人相信他自己醒过来把石头推开，但是又有一些人相信不是的，是门徒跑回来偷耶稣的尸体，所以那个坟墓是空的。
So there are those who do not believe that Jesus died. There are also those who believe that he woke up and pushed the stone aside himself. And there are those who believe that it is the apostles who actually stole his body.
啊，但是呢，你要知道当时是谁在看守这个坟墓。
But remember, who were guarding the tomb?
法利赛人去告诉比拉多，告诉他说，耶稣说他要复活，所以比拉多派了一队军队去看守耶稣的这个坟墓。
Because the Pharisees went to the governor Pilate and they told Pilate that Jesus said he will be resurrected in 3 days. So they requested Pilate send a guard of Roman soldiers to guard the tomb, and he did.
我们的华文圣经翻译成比拉多派人去看守的兵，其实英文圣经翻译成 a guard of soldiers， 其实只是一队军队去看守，所以这个是罗马最强烈，当时候世界最强烈、最强壮的军队，就是罗马军队去看守，谁敢去碰他
？And this is a guard. This was a guard of soldiers, meaning there were many of them. And the Roman army was in the known world then the strongest army. And with a guard of Roman soldiers.Who would dare steal the body?
他们不但是有军队看守，而且他们还有这个封了石头那个 seal， 那个意思他封了那个石头之后，这个就是好像我们中国人之后，这个皇帝给那个封下来呢，如果你打开那个封就是死罪，所以没有人敢碰他。
And not only did they pose a guard of soldiers, but the Bible tells us that a seal was actually applied over the tomb.And this seal actually would mean that if anybody dares to break it, it will be punishable by death.
所以不大可能是门徒偷的。
So it is highly impossible that the apostles stole the body.
所以应该是耶稣复活。
So it should be that Jesus was resurrected.
不但是如此，我们的经文给我们更加有强有力的证据。
Not just that, the passage that we have just read gives us even greater evidence.
你看第十五章第五节。
Look at chapter 15, verse 5.
主耶稣不但复活，复活之后他还显现给基法看。基法是谁呢？就是彼得。
Not only was Jesus resurrected, but he appeared to Cephas, which is Peter.
请问彼得是在耶稣钉十字架的时候，他在主耶稣还被抓、还没钉十字架之前，他做了什么事
？Remember what Peter did before Jesus was crucified. after Jesus was arrested.
只是一个女孩子来问他，一个使女来问他，你认不认耶稣？他就已经，这个出卖耶稣三次。
It was a slave girl who asked Peter, "Do you know him?" And it was only a slave girl, and Peter freaked out and he denied Jesus three times.
所以，这个三次，彼得不认主。
Three times Peter denied Christ.
所以这个彼得呢 他以前害怕到不敢认主，但是当时耶稣复活之后，三天之后，他竟然出来承认耶稣复活。
And this is the cowardly Peter who denied Christ three times, but yet he later on proclaimed that Jesus is resurrected.
不但是这样，他跑出来见证耶稣复活。我们再看使徒行传，他不断的宣扬主耶稣复活，甚至最后呢，他是倒钉十字架而死。
And in the book of Acts, we know that he went around proclaiming openly the resurrection of Jesus. And we know from a tradition that he was in the end crucified upside down.
那么我们不但是彼得，他显给彼得看，而且还显给十二个使徒看。
And not only did he appear to Peter, he also appeared to the 12.
那么我们也知道，当耶稣被钉的时候，十二个使徒全部逃跑了。
We know that when Jesus was crucified, the 12 fled.
这些都是懦夫。
They were all cowards.
这些懦夫为什么当他们帮耶稣被钉的时候，每个逃跑了？当这是过了一个星期之后呢，他们却跑出来说耶稣复活了。什么东西使他们转变呢
？Why did these cowards who fled came back one week later to proclaim that Jesus was resurrected? What happened in between?
这些懦夫为什么变成这么勇敢的一个为耶稣传福音的战士呢
？How did these cowards turn into brave warriors for the gospel？
因为耶稣向他们显现，他们这一次看到耶稣真的复活了，所以他们胜过了他们的害怕，站出来为耶稣做见证。
Because Jesus appeared to them, and they saw the resurrected Jesus, and they overcame their fears and came forth to.Witness for Jesus.
所以他们的转变使我们可以知道耶稣的确是复活的。
So their change proves to us that Jesus was indeed resurrected.
但是更重要的，你看第六节。
But even more importantly, look at verse 6.
他说后来一时显给五百个弟兄看，其中大半如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。
Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep.
很多人说你们相信耶稣复活，因为你们有幻想，以为你们的耶稣复活了，只是在你们心中很是属于这种个人的这种自己思想在作怪，实际上没有这回事情。但是主耶稣告诉我们，这里他一时出现给五百多个人，不可能五百多个人都一起幻想吧。
Because there are also people who argue that the disciples, the 12 apostles, must have been missing their Lord so much that they actually had hallucinations that Jesus was alive when in fact he wasn't. However, this verse, verse 6, shows us that Jesus appeared to more than 500 people at once. It is not possible to have 500 people having the same hallucination.
所以你看到五百个人，当保罗写信给提这个哥林多教会的时候，他说：“我写信给你，有五百多个人看见，大部分的人现在还在，你们去做见证，你们去查一查，这五百多个人还在，证明耶稣是复活的。”
And when Paul was writing this letter to the church in Corinth, he was telling them that most of these people, most of these 500 people, he was still alive at that point of time. So if the Corinthians did not believe, they could.Actually, go and verify it with this 500 people.
你杀人，如果被告上法庭，也要证人。现在不但是一个证人，现在有接近五百个证人证明耶稣是复活的。
In a murder trial, they would require witnesses, and sometimes just one witness would do. But this is not even just one; it's 500 witnesses.
所以，这保罗写这封信的时候是强有力的证据，不但是使徒，不但是彼得，不但是十二个。使徒甚至有五百多个人看见。
So when Paul wrote this letter, he was either the proof was beyond reasonable doubt because not only did Peter see Jesus, so did the 12, and so did 500 people.
你再看第七节，除了这五百多个人呢，还有他显给雅各看。
And verse 7, not only the 500, he also appeared to James.
谁是雅各？
Who was James?
雅各是耶稣基督的弟弟。
James was the brother of Jesus.
啊，你说耶稣基督自己人嘛，他一定说自己人的是的，一定是对的。
And you might say, of course, James will agree, since he is Jesus' own family.
但是如果你读四福音的话，你知道自己耶稣自己的亲弟弟呢，不相信他的。
But if you read the four Gospels, you will find out that Jesus' own brothers did not believe him.
特别是约翰福音第七章的，耶稣要上耶路撒冷的时候，他的弟弟问他，为什么你还不上去？他说，其实他讲这句话是他不相信耶稣。
Especially in the Gospel of John chapter 7, while they were going to Jerusalem, his brothers asked him, why aren't you going up? And the Gospel tells us that the reason why they said that was because they do not believe in him.
所以 他的家人不相信他，什么时候相信他呢？当耶稣死了复活了之后，他家人就开始相信了。而且雅各将来成为了教会的柱石，成为教会的根基， 他来为耶稣辩争辩。
So his family did not believe in him at first, but after his resurrection, even his family now believes because they have seen it, and we know that James became a pillar of the church in the end.
那他不但是显给五百个多个弟兄看，显给雅各看，最后他在第七节他说，末了也显给我看，我是谁啊？我就是保罗。
And not only did he appear to 500 and to James, and then verse 8, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me. Who's me? It was Paul.
保罗是谁？
Who's Paul?
但是如果我们读圣经，我们知道保罗就是从前逼迫教会的人。
And if we read our Bibles, we know Paul once persecuted the church.
啊，他带着这个公会的这个命令。到处去捕捉基督徒，甚至将他们杀害。
And he was granted permission and authority from the council to go around arresting Christians and putting them to death.
所以他是一个很强烈反对基督教、反对耶稣的人。
He was someone who was strongly against Jesus and the church.
为什么一个反对耶稣的人将来成为一个为耶稣做见证最强有力的人呢？因为他除非他看到耶稣，不然他不会出现这件事情。
Why did a strong persecutor of the church and of Jesus Christ in the end became a person who witnessed for Jesus? It is impossible unless he has seen the resurrected Christ.
所以这些证据给我们看到耶稣的确是复活，这些都是很强有力的证据。
So all this evidence show us very strongly that Jesus was alive.
你再看第十一节，
Look at verse 11.
他说不拘是我，是众使徒，我们如此传，你们也如此信。
Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed.
我告诉你，当时候呢，当耶稣被钉之后呢，耶稣死了，复活了，升天了，只剩下这个十二个使徒。我们今天从2000年来，整个基督教的整个信仰呢，就是靠这十二个人。这十二个人结果呢，传扬基督有这么大的成绩，连他们自己都想不到。
And when Jesus was resurrected, it was first beginning with only 12 people, but up till today, 2,000 years later, because of the work of the 12, the gospel was preached and so many people believe up till today, and the results is overwhelming and it is unbelievable.
12个人影响整个世界，不但影响当时的世界，甚至影响2000年整个教这个历史世界历史。
And that 12, the mere 12 people, not only affected the world then, but even today and throughout the history of the past 2,000 years.
如果耶稣没有复活呢，不可能这样传。
Unless Jesus was resurrected, it is impossible for such preaching to go on.
首先十二个人，后来加了120个人。
First there was 12, and then there was 120.
那个是使徒行传第一章，第二章说不但是120个人，后来加了2000人。
And that was in Acts chapter 2. And after that, 2,000 were added.
来到这个使徒行传第四章的时候，已经加了5,000人。
And by the time we come to Acts 4, there were 5,000.
接下来呢，就全你看到世界呢，基督教的影响了全世界。今天世界各个角落都有圣经，都有基督徒，都有教会。
And from then onwards, the gospel spread to the rest of the world, and up to today, there is no corner of the earth where the gospel has not reached, and there are Christians and Bibles everywhere.
这个是强有力的证据，证明耶稣基督的确是复活的。
This is strong evidence to prove that Jesus is indeed resurrected.
其实圣经里面充满这样的预言。
Actually, the Bible is full of such prophecies.
其实圣经里面很清楚，里面有300多个预言，证明来预言耶稣的死跟复活。
There are more than 300 prophecies actually telling us about Jesus' death and resurrection.
而且这300多个预言呢，是耶稣完全没有办法掌控的。
And this 300 prophecies is something that Jesus could not possibly have acted them on all of them.
特别是耶稣在什么地方出生，而且犹大用多少钱卖他，然后死后被葬在哪里。 都是圣经几千年前耶稣还没有诞生，已经预言，而且每一件事情都实现。And
prophecies like the place where he will be born and how much money he will be betrayed for and where he will be buried has been prophesied thousands of years before the actual events.
你试试看讲一个预言，看他能看你命中的机会有多少。
Can you try to give a so-called prophecy and see what's the chances of it coming to pass?
那么何况是300多个预言一起成就，你看它的几率有多少？
What's more, 300 prophecies that were all fulfilled, what are the chances of that happening?
曾经有一个人去算。
Someone once calculated that.
你觉得这个人可能有一点这个头脑有一点问题，其实不是那些专家，那些数学专家就是喜欢算这些东西。
And you might say this guy must be mad, but no, actually all the math experts, they love to calculate such things.
在Ohio University 有一个学生，一个大学的学生呢，就算了这个，结果他算出来的是什么呢？是他的机会是 我不会念，后面有110个零。
And some university student from Ohio actually calculated this, and I do not even know how to read this number. It is actually 1 out of 2 with 110 zeros following.
所以你看到呢，他是说，如果他们也算过这个，他说如果你算整个非洲呢，整个非洲所有的猴子呢，如果有一只猴子，找到一只。 找到一个打字机，然后能够打好一本书的货栏率就是这个。And
they actually did another calculation and say this is the same as to find one monkey in the whole of Africa, and that one monkey is able to find a typewriter and type out an entire book. That chance is equivalent to this.
所以你看到呢，这个是根本是不可能的事情。
In other words, it is impossible.
你要有300个预言，300个都应验呢，根本就不可能，他就是真正复活，不然的话，这件事情不会出现。To
fulfill 300 prophecies has a chance of zero, and unless this is real, that is achieved by Jesus Christ, it cannot just be due to chance.
所以你看到复活，耶稣的复活的确是事实， is a fact. In fact, it's an indicative, not imperative.
So you realize that Jesus' resurrection is actually in the indicative, so it's an indication.
所以，那么耶稣复活呢，重要吗？
And is Jesus' resurrection important?
耶稣复活非常的重要。
Certainly it is important.
我们回来看我们的经文。
We come back to our passage.
保罗写信给这个哥林多教会，因为有人相信没有复活的事情。他说如果没有复活，耶稣就没有复活。你看第十四节，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。And
at that time somebody said that there is no resurrection. So Paul wrote to the church at Corinth. And in verse 14, he says, if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain.
所以你看到吗？如果我们耶稣没有复活，你信什么都好，你怎么样信都好，都没有用。
If Jesus is not resurrected, whatever that you believe is fruitless.
而且呢，如果是这样的话，我们在撒谎。
And in fact, if that's true that nobody is resurrected, then we are liars.
你看第十五节，并且明显我们为神妄作见证，因为耶稣因为我们见证神叫耶稣复活，人若死了不复活，神也就不可能叫耶稣复活了。
Verse 15, we are even found to be misrepresenting God because we testify about God that He raised Christ, whom He did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised.
如果没有复活呢，我们都灭亡了。你看第十八节，在耶稣基督睡了的人也都灭亡了，我们信也是枉然。
Verse 18, then those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished.
你看第十九节，如果真的是这样的，耶稣没有复活呢，我们的基督徒啊，比众人更加可怜。
Look at verse 19. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we Christians are of all people most to be pitied.
所以你看到吗？耶稣复活是最根基、最重要的，你一定要掌握好耶稣肯定是复活的，不然的话呢，你不可能是基督徒。
So, can you see the resurrection of Christ is foundational and is crucial? And if you do not grasp this fact properly, you cannot be a Christian.
如果耶稣没有复活，我们是白白信耶稣。
If Jesus is not risen, our faith, our belief is all in vain.
如果耶稣没有复活，我们仍然在罪中。
Because if Jesus is not resurrected, we are still in our sins.
如果耶稣没有复活，我们白白活了，我们不用这样辛苦，我们根本就像吃吃喝喝算了吧。
Because if Jesus is not risen, then our lives is all in vain. Then we might as well eat, drink, and be merry.
所以你看到耶稣复活，给我们盼望，意思我们应该怎么样活出我们应该有的生命，因为我们知道主必赏赐，主必审判。
But knowing that Jesus is indeed resurrected, it tells us how we ought to live our lives because we know that God will definitely see and He will reward.
所以耶稣复活很重要。
So Jesus' resurrection is important.
所以我们不能够对这个事情可以轻轻随随便便，我们要很清楚，很有把握。知道耶稣的确是复活的。
So we cannot treat this matter lightly, and we need to be clear in our own minds that Jesus is indeed resurrected.
那么，如果耶稣真的复活呢？他对我们有什么影响
？And if it is true that Jesus is resurrected, what is the implication of his resurrection?
如果耶稣真的复活，你要知道他将来要做什么事情。
If he is indeed resurrected, then you want to know what he will do in the future.
所以如果你看我们的经文，接下来你看到第二十三节，他说个人就要按自己的次序复活，意思说主耶稣是出熟的果子，耶稣复活之后呢，将来主也必使我们与他一同复活。
Verse 23, but each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. In other words, Jesus is the first to resurrect.And when he comes again, those who believe in him will also be resurrected.
他将要使我们复活，然后呢，他要做王。
He will raise us again, and then he will reign as king.
所以你看到这里耶稣说他必要做王。你看到这个第二十五节，基督必要做王。
And verse 25, Jesus must reign.
意思说这个是将来的事情。
In other words, this is in the future.
你看到吗？我们相信有千禧年国，意思说，现在是不是耶稣基督现在是做王？是他在我们心上做王，但是他讲的是在世界上做王。现在耶稣没有坐在世界的王位上面，但是将来在千禧年的时候呢，主耶稣要带领整个以色列做世界的王。
We believe in the reality of the millennium kingdom when Jesus will reign on earth.Is Jesus reigning today as king? Certainly, but it is in the hearts of men. He is not seated on the throne on the earth But we believe that during the Millennium Kingdom, Jesus will actually lead Israel to reign on this earth.
而且所有的仇敌，包括撒旦、魔鬼，都不存在。他被绑起来，在一千年，所以他要带领整个以色列人统治整个世界，做以世界的王一千年。
And in those days, Satan and all evil will be bound up for 1,000 years, and Jesus will lead Israel to reign on earth for 1,000 years.
特别你看在启示录第十九章，他也讲提到说，我将来听到好像有群众的声音，有众水的声音，有大雷的声音，说哈利路亚，因为主我们的神全能者作王了。所以现在还没有，当时作王了，所以这个是将来的事情。
Especially Revelation 19:6, then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the roar of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, crying out, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns, and this is in the future.
那么而且不但是讲到他作王，而且他是万主之主。
And not only is he going to be king, he will be Lord of lords.
所以作王是全世界的王，作主是整个世界的主人。
So Jesus will be the king of the earth, and Jesus will be the Lord of the whole world.
腓立比书二章九节已经告诉我们了，主为我们钉十字架之后呢，神就使他升高，使他超乎万民之上的名，叫地上地底下地都要因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣是主。
And Philippians 2 tells us that after Jesus was crucified and resurrected, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
他不但是统治世界，他是世界上的主人。
Not only will he reign as king over the whole world, he is the Lord of the whole world.
如果你相信耶稣复活了，
If you believe that Jesus is resurrected,
他必再来。
He will come again.
他要成为世界的王。
He will become the king of the world.
他要成为世界的主。
He will become the lord of the world.
而且他要审判整个世界。
And he will judge the world.
如果你真的相信耶稣复活的话呢，你也相信他会审判世界，像你今天要怎么样活呢？
If you really believe that he is resurrected and that he will judge, then how shall you live today?
启示录就讲到说，将来有一个白色大宝座的审判，就是主耶稣要按照每一个人的行为来审判每一个人。
And Revelation tells us that there will be a great white throne when everyone will be judged according to their deeds.
如果你相信耶稣是复活呢，这个事实你就知道他必来，他必审判。他如果知道他要审判，今天你就应该预备好自己来面对这个审判。
And if you know that he is king and he is resurrected, he will come again and he will judge, then you ought to prepare yourself today so that you can face this judgment.
当他来审判的时候，圣经告诉我们，没有一件事情可以遮盖，所有遮盖的事情没有不显露出来的，隐藏的是没有不被人知道的。这是路加福音第十二章第二节讲的。
And Luke 12:2 tells us that nothing is covered up that will not be revealed or hidden that will not be known, because Jesus will judge all.
希伯来书也是告诉我们说，在主面前没有一件事情不显然的，原来万物都在神面前呢是赤露敞开的。
Hebrews 4:13 also tells us that no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account.
所以今天我们说是复活节。
So we say that today is Easter Sunday.
我们来庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
We come and celebrate Jesus' resurrection.
每一个信徒都说，我相信耶稣基督复活的。
Every believer will say that I believe in the resurrection of Christ.
你知道他如果真的是复活，而且他真的是复活，他必然再来。请问你的生命有什么改变吗？如果你真是相信他复活，他会对你的生命有影响，你就知道他必再来，他必审判。请问你怎么样活你的生命，怎么样活出你的信仰？
And if you really do believe that Jesus is resurrected, then I want to ask you, how is your life showing it? How has your life changed because of that? And how are you living out your faith?
如果他真的是复活，你的生命就有改变。所以如果我看你的生命，我就知道你相信耶稣是真的复活还是假的复活。
And if you claim to believe that Jesus is resurrected, then there must be change in your life. And by looking at your life, I can tell whether you truly believe or do not believe in the resurrection.
所以我们活生命的活这一切是因为我们相信主复活，他必再来，所以我们就这样来服侍主，这样来生活，因为我们知道主必赏赐，主必审判。
So we live our lives in a way that is going to be serving God, knowing that He is the one who is resurrected, and He will judge and He will reward.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you once again for this crucial fact that Jesus is resurrected. Help us, Lord, that we will not just proclaim with our mouth that Jesus is resurrected, but that we will live our lives to prove what we say we believe. Help us, Lord, that we will not be just having a reputation of being alive, but are inwardly dead. May we live our lives to serve our Lord Jesus Christ. And if we have not done so, we pray for your forgiveness. And we pray that you help us not to deceive ourselves. For indeed, we cannot deceive you. We are but deceiving other men and deceiving ourselves. Help us, O Lord, that we will be clear as we examine ourselves and examine our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen.